All right, so any questions?
I just went over my whole strategy, so
can you give it that?
Sure. The question came up. I wasn't clear about how to plug into that monthly meeting that you guys are, your launch meeting. I said, okay, you have to understand the motivation for the launch meeting. To understand that, you have to understand that there's a process, and the launch meeting fits into that process to complete a cycle. So if we go backwards and say, okay, I use this zigzag, this inverted zigzag to let me just go ahead and draw it out. This is what I call the partnering process. Now, the partnering process should result in me getting a partner in the business, not a consultant. What's the difference?
Partners working. Consultant business.
A little bit more specific than that. See, I've got to define what do I mean by a partner. Because how do I know what information to present to somebody if I don't know what decision I want them to make? Pardon me?
Somebody that wants to work together to build a business together.
It's even more specific, but yes. But it's even more specific. What if I told you a partner or somebody is going to complete this year?
This is the incentive.
They're going to Italy. So for Mike DiMuccio, this is now the definition of a partner. You're going to go through these incentives one at a time. We're going to get them all. And you're going to Italy by the end of the year. You're going to qualify for that trip. So now I have a very clear understanding of what I'm looking for to invite into my business. See, most people are just looking for people to join them in the business and shoot from the hip and hope for the best. That is not a business plan. And it doesn't instill confidence. Nor does it produce results that win you contests.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, we were talking about this the other day, but you have to have real clarity.
So let's start with, what is the end in mind? So the end in mind is I want a partner who's going to do what it takes to win these contests. So what does a partner need to do? They need to be prepared to invest three things. If they're not prepared to invest these three things, then I would call them a consultant and not a partner. What are the three things I'm looking to have them invest? Number one.
Time.
Yeah. Time, what do you mean by time? This is going to take time to complete this. Contacting, inviting processes. So there has to be an understanding that there's time involved in executing a launch. So it's all about a launch. And the launch is a 90-day plan. So they're prepared to invest in a 90-day plan. The time that it takes to execute a 90-day plan. Number one. Number two, investment.
Money.
Money. What money?
Product money. Tool money.
Products, tools, mostly products, but some tools. So do you have an understanding of what that should look like for your partner? Because they don't know. Do you know? Do you have a recommendation for them?
Wellness home.
Well, that would be the top end. So what's the low end and what's the middle?
Well,
give me three options.
Some people set up consistently, well, all our products are consistent results, but I mean, if you kind of look at what people need, I mean, if you look at what the needs are of the people you're coming in contact with, like everybody
That's
has...
That's not a business decision. Now you're talking to them as a customer. I'm talking to them as a business person right now.
Right.
I'm talking to them as a partner,
but
not a
products,
customer.
Though. How do you determine what products you want to purchase?
It doesn't matter what
start.
The products are. I need a certain amount of volume to duplicate.
Okay.
To make this work, it's about volume, not product.
Okay.
So I would say that would be the extreme. Today's not likely to get a 5,000, but I would say on the low end would be 500. On the high end would probably be 2,500. And in the middle would be about 1,500 points. Good, better, best.
That they themselves will invest.
Yeah, so if they're going to go come in with 500, I would recommend the water. The water pack, because it's 500 points, but you're paying like $400, so you're getting a boost on the points. So that's a good decision, which is duplicatable. Middle ground would be the water pack and a sleep pack, sleep system. Higher ground would be water, sleep, and air, or so now we're moving towards the wellness zone, right? The purpose of having a goal where the volume is concerned is to understand that that's what it's going to take to meet these conditions. So we don't base it on arbitrary numbers. We have to have specific numbers. If I'm going to get you to say yes, I got to show you how this turns into money for you. So I have to have an example. Then number three, third thing that we're going to invest, the most important investment of all.
Meeting with people, relationships.
Yes, your contact list. And more than that, your reputation. So now that I know what I'm looking for as an investment, what do I need to share by way of information to justify requesting or asking for this investment? I need to be able to show you how your time is going to translate into a business, how your money is going to translate into a return, and how your contact and your reputation is going to be enhanced. Where your small group of network is going to turn into a very large network. A little bit of time, a little bit of money, and a little bit of contacts, and we're going to make you more time, more money, and more contacts. It's like the snowball becoming a snowman. Okay? So that's information I have to present. So how do I do that? If you're going to say yes, you have to say yes to those three things. So I have to present information that warrants a yes. Most people, like I said, are just hoping that somebody will say yes to join. What does it take to say yes to join? $99. That is not much of anything, is it? So most people do not complete the process because they haven't clearly defined what it is they're after. So they're missing information. They're not resolving in the mind of the prospect what needs to be resolved to conclude with yes to these three things. Or some fallback position. Well, the fallback position, in my opinion, is a consultant who wants to join but doesn't really want to commit. Or a customer who doesn't even want to join but they want products. So a customer or a consultant is the fallback. So now, the three conversations that need to happen in order to effectively communicate what needs to be communicated are as follows. The first one is the why conversation, which is not about Nikan. Because if they don't have any gas in the tank, it doesn't matter if it's Nikan or anything. They don't need a business. If they don't need to drill a hole, you don't need to give them a drill bit. So first and foremost, let's establish what needs to be filled. What's the hole? What is it that they're in need of in their life? So that five pillars conversation helps me identify whether there's any, if there's anything to accomplish here. Why are we working together if there's no need? We have nothing in common, nothing to solve. So I can present this opportunity, that opportunity, that opportunity, that. I could do all this work of investing time and energy in presenting to you, but you have no motivation for doing anything. So the first thing I need to establish is the motivation behind why you might actually want to look at this, let alone get involved in this. And that's a personal thing. That's the why conversation. The next conversation is, okay, now that we know why we might want to do this, how is this going to fill the why? Show me how this Nikan thing is going to help me fill the gap of my five pillars. So this is the reveal. This is the disclosure. This is the presentation point. This is where you get into the products. This is where you get into the business, and this is where you get into the system. And don't forget that. Most people don't get into the system. You have to sell the system, or you're just selling a product or just another job. The system is the key. McDonald's, the system is the key, not the French fries. So remember, the how presentation has to incorporate three things: products, business, and the system. So now they see, oh, I could see how this could work. If it's true that I believe that this is true, I can see how it could work. But what's it going to really take? Is the third conversation. How much time? How much money? What are you asking me to do? out. And so now you have to present the what. And so here's where you pull out your business plan. Let me show you my business plan. Here's where it begins. And we go from here, okay? And then I take out my $1 million list. We're going to do this with the people that... So we have a plan for the time. We have the contact list. And now you're going to need some products for yourself to get your business going, for you to be able to effectively speak about these products. And so I'm going to show you three possibilities in terms of being effective where the products are concerned. The most impactful of products that we have is our sleep, our water, and from there, it could be the air, it could be whatever, but I know the first two have to be on that list, sleep and water. And if you want to maximize your earnings, your return, we want to maximize the compensation plan, which is maximized by our hard ticket items, our sleep technology and our water. So I need you to understand that if you're looking at this as a business, and you're looking at this in terms of your health, the double whammy product line is the sleep and water. Highest impact. If you want to back off on that, that's your decision, and it's a business decision, but I'm telling you as an expert, that's how it goes. So by what conversation answers the question of how the time is going to be spent, what kind of money needs to be invested, and where the what the contact list is for. And part of that presentation includes what I'm drawing for you right now. On the back of the $1 million list, or on the $1 million list, is the names. On the flip side is the actual plan, the launch plan. And it shows this graph. So you take your contact list, you move them through this process, which results in what we're going to show you right now. So here's what happens. If this is the plan, 90 days, how many partners by when? Again, start with the end in mind. How many partners is going to make this plan work?
Three.
So I need three partners. So I put the number three there. By when?
90.
Or less. It's up to you, but my plan is 1 month. I want to find three partners in a month. So now if I've got three people who've made it this far in the process, how many have made it this far? Rule of thirds. Nine. If I've got three people who join me, that means I've got nine people who say they're going to join me to some degree. If I've got nine people who've made it this far in the process, how many people have had to have made it this far? 27. So if I presented to 27 people what we've just discussed, the why, the how, and the what, you'll end up with three partners. Probably nine consultants and nine customers. But to get 27 people who are ready to hear this story now, this month, how many calls do I need to be prepared to make? This month. 81. Now you know why you have a contact list. That's where the contact list comes in. It's not everyone on the contact list that we're after. We're looking to find the 27 out of the 81, or the 100 names, who want to hear the story today. Somebody might want to hear it next month or the month after, but we have a plan, we have an objective. So right now I'm listening for who wants to sit down with me and hear about this today. So this is how it goes. You have 81 contacts on your contact list, and you have a why conversation, a short, to the point why conversation that hopefully will sit down, we'll have 27 of them want to meet with you. That means you've got a very interested contact now. Now they're interested in what you have to show them. From the
81 people who sold calls.
No, I say you have a contact list.
Yeah, I have a contact list.
They're not cold calls.
No,
these are contacts.
I mean, it's from a contactless, but I'm saying from your contactless, you've actually called
every
people.
One of them. I had in my first month 154 names on my contact list. I didn't even get to all of them, and I sponsored 26 people. And 9 more the next month. So it depends on how you want to launch this ship. I didn't want to build this business by cooking my meat over a slow burning flame. I wanted it at high heat. I wanted a 4 minute boom, boom, sizzle, get the juice on the inside. Like, you know? So I approached this the same way, very strategically, and it works. Last point here. So, interested contacts turns to a consultant and or a customer, and out of that, 3 of them become partners. But there's one more step. Somewhere in this process, preferably towards the end, there's an event that takes place that causes a consultant or somebody who's thinking about being a consultant to firm up in their mind, I want to be a partner. That's what I call a lock-in event. At that mid-month event that we're talking about, having people host. Because if you bring all your people that are over here in the process to a lock-in event, what do you need to present in that lock-in event as the final nail for them to say, I'm in? What do they need to see and hear? Yes, they need to see other people who have engaged in this launch of their own and have produced results of their own. That's why you showcase new stories, new success, new executives, new silvers, new golds, new wins. And that person sitting in the audience over here in the process thinks, this is doable. Now, when they say, count me in, if you walk them through all of these steps, they know what it means to be in.
Is this what you talked to the guy about that you met for over an hour and only the last 10 minutes you brought out the product?
Yes.
You used that book.
So this is a process, a plan, and you show this to somebody and it builds their confidence that you know what you're doing and their confidence in joining you. But a lot of people do a lot of hand-waving and a lot of motion stuff and whatever, but no real focus, no real plan.
But, from what you said, though, the challenge for me is, you know, I'm a full-time teacher, and I'm like, 12 hours a day. So my people that I talk to, I have contact. When I leave home, I'm 7 o'clock in the evening.
Let me answer that question. So you have to manage this effectively with your time. So instead of maybe meeting one person at a time, maybe you'll meet a group. But if you're going to have a group meeting, don't tell them it's a group meeting. As far as that person is concerned, they're the only one you've invited to meet with. And so you might have 5 people in your living room accomplishing the same thing.
Can I sit next to you?
Oh, I'm so honored.
Hold on, you. Get over here.
That's funny.
All right.